extreme weather, extreme storms. I must admit, I came in this morning and Bridge, our producer out there, is saying, poor biblical rain coming the next 3 days. That sends a shiver down my spine at the moment.
Because, well, it's not sending any shivers down my spine. I'm too hot.
I've got some waterproofing issues at the moment. Uh-oh. Around the house, and I had a bit of a flood last year.
Hold fire, mate, because I've got Chris Goddard on the phone right now. Godfred is on the phone right now from the Weather Bureau, okay. Gus, because I'm very aware of your problems with the water. And, Chris, yeah. We're going to get hit by... In fact, we need Noah to make an ark for us, don't we?
Morning, Eddie. Yeah, it's we've sort of been stuck in a very hot, humid bubble for a couple of weeks now, and it's basically going to burst right on top of Victoria coming into the weekend. In fact, even from about late morning to tomorrow, we should start to see some rain coming in from the west.
So what about Das? What should he do? What should we all do? When you say a lot of water, how much?
Look, I'd say over 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we really shouldn't start to see it ease till Sunday afternoon. Melbourne could be getting totals around about sort of 60 to 100 mils. So basically two months' worth of rain falling in the space of about 3 days.
60 to 100 mils across 2 days, that is going to be extraordinary, Chris, isn't it? I mean, when was the last time we had a rain event like that?
Look, and I think you'd probably have to go back to the 2011 floods from about 6-7 years back. That was when we were getting those sorts of rain totals around Victoria. And in fact, if you look up to northeast Victoria, we're even expecting more rain. The ranges up there around Mount Hotham could be getting totals up to about 250 to 300 mils of rain. So we've got the severe weather warnings out. We've got flood watches. If you like stone fruit, we've got brown rot warnings. So no matter what you're into, I think you really need to batten down the hatches, basically.
So, Chris, is this El Nino?
No, not... It's,
El Nino,
we are,
the other one.
La Nina,
is it?
La Nina, yeah. Look, we are forecasting a weak one to develop sort of towards the end of the year, but it's sort of hard to really say that sort of climate pattern can sort of cause in a direct sense these sorts of weather events. It's I think really what we can say from this is the fact that we've had this very strong high. It's been pumping tropical moisture down from the north for the past few days, and we're basically going to get this low, which is going to form in western Victoria tomorrow, which is going to run into this moisture and cause a large amount of rain across the whole state, basically.
Yeah, the headline there, 60 to 100 mils of rain across the weekend, couple of months rainfall in 2 days.
Northwest up to, it says here on my sheet that I've just been handed, up to 100 to 200 mils north of the Divide, and northeast ranges may exceed 250 mils. So basically, Chris, are we saying we have to prepare for floods in northern Victoria and for massive amounts of rain in the next 3 days in Melbourne? So get out, clean your gutters, and get yourself sorted out, because it is going to belt down for the next 3 days. Is that basically it?
That's certainly the case. So there is a real safety factor to take care of here, because we know that once you're near floodwaters, you should never consider driving through them.
Yep.
And look, I think across Gippsland and northeast Victoria, it hasn't been terribly wet during the past few months. So the catchments there do have the capacity to absorb some of the rain and before it starts to run off. But having said that, I think if you're talking, you know, like 100 to 200 mils, maybe locally higher falls if we start to get thunderstorms, it can only absorb
that much.
So if you are near major rivers, that's something you are going to have to keep a very close eye on during the next few days as we move through the weekend.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks for that, Chris Godfred from the Weather Bureau.